What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson, with the most. I'm here with a guy from another continent.
Hey, it's Chinese best friend. Thanks again for listening, guys, whoever you are. driving home from work or driving to work.
Just driving to the club or going to cheat on their wife or driving home to cheat on their husband or wherever you're going to. I'm not sure where you're driving to. If you're driving with bad intentions, I hope the cops pull you over right now. Fellas, if you're going out there right now to go cheat on your wife, I hope the cop pull you over.
Mike, you're not going to believe this story. This one guy, he drives a big rig truck. He got caught for over-speeding, and he messaged me. He goes, I was listening to your podcast laughing like motherfucker, and then I didn't know I was over-speeding. He got a ticket.
So what, I'm fucking responsible?
No, we're not. I told him already, we're not. We can't be responsible for driving.
As slow as this show is, how does it make anybody speed?
I guess he was laughing like crazy, he said.
Is he on drugs?
He wasn't on drugs. He just got a speeding ticket. But he said,
if you're listening in the car right now, if you are on the way to the clinic because you caught chlamydia from cheating on your wife, I hope the cops pull you over right now.
My God, everyone that listens to our podcast, probably a cheater.
There are some faithful people out there, Chinese best friend.
Yeah, me.
You are faithful. Are you faithful by choice?
No. Yes, I am.
You almost said
I am faithful because I have no choice. How about that? What's that? Does that make sense? I am faithful because I have no choice. Or else my whole family will move to Hungary and I'm going to end up
being alone with no child. Yeah. And what would you do if your wife and the baby leaves? What would you do? Would you just
cry all day? I won't even come here anymore. I'm like, sorry, my guy. Depressed. I miss a little fucker running around the house.
Oh, man. That's sweet, man.
Yeah.
See, now you make me want to have a little Chinese baby.
Yeah, Mike, when are you going to have a Chinese baby?
It's impossible. I'm too black with a big dick. There's no way I'm going to have a Chinese baby.
I can't believe you're going to another therapy session again. Uh-oh.
It's a show. This one's going to be very intense because we're like not in the best terms right now. So,
oh, you're not?
No, we're not.
Oh, that's perfect. That's actually good.
Yeah.
Drama is good drama.
You love drama, don't you, Chinese best friend?
Michael Blackson, the whole world is, you're the African king of comedy. The whole world is watching you like a goddamn microscope. What's Michael Blackson doing today? That's what they all do, Mike. And unfortunately, Michael Blackson, you are a Michael Jackson now. You are a...
Just in my village, man.
No, you're not. Mike, you're famous all over the world.
I'm not a Michael Jackson. I think they're comparing Drake to Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
They had a big...
I think that's going way too overboard, okay? I don't even think Drake think he's as big as Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is in a class by himself.
Yeah, because everybody loves him from every single
worldwide,
race.
Worldwide, blind people.
Yeah, blind people. Michael,
I mean, people that don't even speak.
Yeah.
Muted people, blind, green.
Everything.
Drake, country people. Michael Jackson
is
from 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
2010.
20. Well, no, he died in 2009.
Well, still now, Mike.
We still talking about him till now. Drake just came out in the last 10 years.
I wonder where that came
from. Michael Jackson is from fucking five generations.
Michael Jackson did disco records, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yes.
Come on, man. There's no comparison. So if
no
fucking
comparison.
DJ Envy and
one of Charlamagne the God
looking for something to talk about, there's nowhere to go with that. There's no way you can compare, okay? They're better off comparing Drake to like maybe Chinese best friend.
Fuck. Michael Blackson, I ain't that famous.
You're very famous on my podcast. You're the second biggest name on this podcast, Chinese best friend.
Well, it's a second name by default. We don't have any other choice. Three of our Blackson's angels got deported to Canada. What the fuck? Michael Blackson. We dress like our girlfriends are on period today.
Well, today, yeah, I'm feeling red today, man.
I didn't know you was gonna wear red.
Yeah, man. I had no idea I was gonna wear red either.
I just don't have
a choice.
I went
red. This is red, very custom made fit. This just came from Nigeria a few days ago.
I love those outfits,
Aramanda,
Mike.
My Nigerian guy. This guy, oh, I love this outfit. This is big in Versace, man. I think I'm about to throw Versace
That's
in the
it.
Trash.
You're gonna save $50,000 a year.
Easy. Easy.
This really sharp.
You like it?
Oh, I like it. Can I get some? Or do I have to lose 25 pounds?
You have to lose 14 pounds. Just lose some stomach. Because it has a big
I would
button.
Wear that all day. We'd be matching like freaking the chipmunks or something. Or what are you?
The chipmunks did match.
Or the Jabberwockies.
But just different colors, though. We can't wear the same.
Oh, why not? Mike, be...
We have to wear, if I'm going to wear red, you got to wear blue, motherfucker. I'm not getting fucked about the wrong gang, okay?
So you're right.
Cause right. That way we both like, hey, we are both.
It's
hanging
like 50-50. Who's going to die today?
Yeah, I'm not wearing this shit to Crenshaw and Slauson, motherfucker.
Maybe we just make the red a little bit lighter.
Pink, maybe.
Yeah, because...
You know, if you mix up red and white, you get pink, right?
Yeah, if you mix red and bleach, you get pink.
That too. If you mix blue and yellow, you get green.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Do you know any other color you can mix up to get a certain color?
If you mix... black and white, you get Michael Jackson.
You get Barack Obama. Bring on my next guest, motherfucker,
oh,
okay?
Yeah. We forgot to talk about the news.
Oh, that is the news, motherfucker. Drake being compared to goddamn Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
is the news.
That is the biggest news in the world.
All right, well, talking about news and talking about music, I got to bring on my next guest, okay?
I'm excited, Mike.
I'm very excited. I met her a few years ago. Very talented. Her name is Victoria Kiam. Kimani, that's it. I want to fuck her
Kimani.
Name.
Kimani.
Kimani, okay. She's from, we just talked about Barack Obama. She's from the country Barack's father is from.
Hawaii. I thought Barack Obama was from Hawaii.
His father is not Hawaiian. Where's the father from?
Kenya.
My nigga, yes. She's from Kenya. She's from Nairobi, Kenya. She's a trailblazer. She's known as a trailblazing East African queen. She's an Ooh. Artist. She's a singer. She's a songwriter.
Oh.
She does it all. And she must well be a goddamn actress, too. Her new single, Remedy, dropped 2 weeks ago. Go and support it right now. It's a fourth studio album. That's right. Spirit Animal. It's on a fourth studio album called Spirit Animal. It's available on every digital platform. All right. Go and get it. The girl is talented. I actually was featuring one of her music videos.
I saw that one.
Yes.
Well, in your Rolls Royce.
Yes.
You were in the garage.
I was in the garage, yes. But she's very talented, very beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Victoria Kimani's in the building.
Woohoo! Victoria Kimani.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
I saw
What's
her perform
on?
The other day at the Afrobeat place.
At the party?
It was a great song.
She was just chilling.
Performing. We were just vibing.
Vibing to her song. That's all.
That was a great one. I love that place, Mike. I like the African scene. Everybody's so happy.
You should have been an African Chinese best friend. What happened?
There's no fights.
Nah, we are peaceful
like,
people, man.
It's so peaceful. Everybody wanted like high five.
Yeah, we just
nobody peace. Fighting.
Just good time, great time.
You used to fights?
No. I mean, you know, the clubs every time.
Yeah.
Welcome, Victoria. I ain't seen you in a while. You Well, you just got back to LA.
Yep.
How was Kenya? Let's talk about Africa, man. That's all I give a fuck about. Okay.
Yeah, Mike goes there a lot.
I'm not going to say fuck America, but let's just talk about Africa right now, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. How is Kenya?
Kenya's beautiful.
It's a beautiful place.
It's beautiful. We have, well, during the pandemic, there's been a curfew.
Ooh.
So, yeah, everyone's in the house by 10 p.m.
That's how it was then. I mean, hopefully it's changed now, right?
No, it's still now.
They're still in the curfew?
Still on curfew right now.
We need that curfew in the United States.
What in the Fidel Castro shit is going on with
that? Yeah, it's retarded. Honestly, it just feels like a ploy. She's very corrupt.
Is there everybody dying there too or no?
No, not really. People are dying though, but it's not like as bad as some other places.
United States.
Mike, I'm sorry. I think I just saw an alien spaceship right there, Mike. No
oh,
joke.
Wow.
It's an alien spaceship.
Where? That's a reflection
right
of
there.
The light.
No, right there. Look.
Oh,
get
shoot.
Up, Mike, a big one.
Oh,
seriously?
My gosh.
Shit, I just witnessed an alien spaceship
what
right
is
now.
That?
Alien spaceship.
Helicopter?
No, it's not. Mike, that's a goddamn spaceship.
Bro, what is that?
Spaceship.
A fucking spaceship.
It's a balloon.
Oh,
Oh. Yeah. Seriously, Chinese best friend?
Sorry, yo, I thought it was. Her. I thought it was one.
You wasted fucking 37 seconds of my life. I'll never get back.
Sorry, Michael Blackson. I've been watching a lot of alien stories and how Elon Musk was.
To be fair,
born
it was
Mars.
Creepy. It looked like one, kind of.
Yeah, that's just a birthday balloon dinosaur.
Well, welcome back to Los Angeles. What you been doing while you're here?
I've been recording. I've been getting ready to launch my album, which is coming out on Friday.
It comes out this Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Spirit Animal comes on Friday.
Not busy.
I've been working.
What's the album about? Is it like, is it one specific topic? Are you all over the place?
It's just life. I'm all over the place. It's called Spirit Animal. Okay. My spirit animal is a zebra.
So a zebra.
It's a zebra, yeah.
How can we tell? Where do we go?
To know what your spirit animal is?
Yeah, do we Google it or something?
Oh, no, you just have to, like, think about the attributes of certain animals and then discern. I think you would probably be...
He went to a public school.
Do I choose our own animal?
You can if you think you identify with a particular animal.
So you identify with a zebra?
I think it's definitely
Why
zebra.
Why you think it's a zebra?
You know, like, the zebra's, like, it's not the king of the jungle, but it's, like, fucking special. Like, it's, like, something very unique.
You
want to
fuck a white man, have a mixed baby?
It's what the lions eat. Wow. The zebra. It's what the lions eat.
Is that what... But lions eat everything.
Yeah, lions are greedy. Lions are like a fat bitch. Just going around just eating everything.
Just when... Yeah, yeah.
They eat everything. So what would you be? McDonald's...
What would your spirit animal be?
Oh, man.
You get to choose. Oh, yeah, Mike, we want to hear that.
You was next, motherfucker.
No, I don't want to. I want to hear you.
What animal? Let me see. I'm a nice, loving.
Loving animal?
Yeah, what's that animal always kissing?
Oh.
A dog.
No, is it not a skunk, is it?
What's that? Ew! Skunks stink.
No, but what's an animal? What this cartoon is always just a lovey-dovey. Maybe I'm a rabbit. I like to fuck all the time, maybe.
Oh, yeah, are like a humpy dumpy all the time.
Yeah, like maybe I could be a dog, too. A hump, or like a dog. She's a zebra. Zebra is a half-half. I might be a half rabbit and a half dog. Woof, woof. Yeah,
wow. Wow. That sounds like some
I might be
African.
A rabbit.
You might
rabbit.
Be a cat.
I ain't no fucking cat.
No, he's not a cat.
I'm meow, meow, motherfucker.
And what are you?
You are meow, meow.
I mean, what am I? Do I have a choice?
Yeah, you can choose.
Like, what do you think
whatever
you
I want.
What do you identify with? Like.
I think I want to be like a crocodile or something.
Wow.
Because I don't like to talk to a lot of people.
You're talking to like 200,000 people every day, Chinese best friend.
It doesn't mean he likes it, though.
I've never heard, listen to our podcast really much, Mike. Because I can't, I get irritated by my own voice.
That's interesting.
That's true. I don't like to listen. I've never.
Yeah. Have you listened?
I don't like my speaking voice.
I actually listened one time.
Listened to an episode of this show ever. And we're like on episode number 30 something. I don't know.
397. Wow. No, I have listened to it today. It's pretty funny.
I'm not. You can't pay me to listen to myself.
It's Mike is really funny.
The only thing I like to watch myself do, I don't even like watching my stand up. Oh, God, I just hate myself.
Mike, really? I watch it all the time.
That's shocking.
You're funny.
Thanks, Chinese best friend. Yeah. Thanks for your approval.
I watch three of your shows.
What, in person?
I was there with you, Mike.
When?
Remember you drove from some place in like Inglewood?
Then we went to Burbank.
Oh, yeah. Mike, you gotta open a special like now, Michael Blackson. But you could do anytime. I mean,
nah,
I think you're the funniest man alive right now.
Thanks, man. Chinese best friend. I appreciate that. Well, I am due for a special. I should probably do it right
now. You are due, like super due.
I'm gonna do it for the year is out. I'm gonna shoot it.
That's lit.
The thing about it, I had shot one. I was gonna put it out, but I shot it right before the pandemic, and then it became not relevant anymore.
Oh well, yeah, because things change.
I'm the type of comic that like I'm very current. So you know, if anything coming out, mm-hmm. it has to be so very current, like you know, a few months current. Mm-hmm. So that's special. I shot that shit in December of like 19.
Oh yeah,
and then fucking 2020 March is the whole pandemic. So
it's
now,
already over.
It can't mean.
But it's okay. People will still pay for it.
I would have to put that out when
like
the pandemic dies.
Amazon Prime.
It got to be something later. But I have to do something on the pandemic. My material right now on what's going on in America right now is dope, is hype, is the funniest shit. So
Mike, I think you could do like a 4-hour special. I've seen you fucking 2 hours one time.
I'm not gonna mistake that long.
And you've been touring this whole pandemic. Like, you haven't stopped anything.
Well, no. We stopped from March to July. We kind of like went back in August.
Right.
Yeah. Pandemic was like March of 2020, and then we started it.
Mike, I think the whole world is really waiting for you.
Chinese Beth. It's about her album that's coming
out. Oh, yeah. Well, she's going to announce you. Her album is really good. I heard that one.
Which one? He heard the one song,
Remedy. Watching
Remedy.
Yeah. Vibes. Thank you,
Inspiration?
Go ahead.
That was it?
I was going to ask her, what's her favorite song? Because everybody, you have that. Like, it's like, I have a favorite joke. I know you have a favorite song.
Oh, man, that's hard.
You love all your shit?
There's 16. I love all my
16?
Shit. There's 16 songs. Born Stunna is the first one on the album. That's one of my favorite. Roses is the last song. That's one of my favorite. I got a song on there with Kidi from Ghana. There's one with Yemi Alade called Spider, which I freaking love. Dang, there's a lot. I'm sorry, I need at least like top 7 favorite.
All right, let's go top 7 is my, you know what?
You like 7?
It's my favorite number.
All right, you want me to run them down? Remedy.
Run them down. What's Remedy about?
Remedy is, baby, please give me the remedy, give me the ecstasy. You know, it's like you're a girl, like, I don't want to say begging, but you know, she's like pleading with the guy, like, give me that shit that I don't get from everywhere else. You know, like,
give me the remedy. Is that what it is?
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, it could be that, if that's what it is for you.
The money.
Oh.
It could be that, in fact.
Oh.
That's one is give more
give. Give
in
me
alignment.
That love and take me
everything,
to the world.
The whole thing, yeah.
Give me the remedy. Okay.
Give me the remedy, whatever the remedy is for you. So Remedy, Give Me Money with Bella Shmurda. He did the Cash App, you know Cash App?
Mm-hmm.
Bella's on number
Wait, me, he did the Cash App, what do you mean?
You know the Cash App song? Cash App. Afrobeat.
Okay.
Yeah, Afrobeat. It's a huge song. He's Afrobeat song right now. Okay, so Bella Shmurda, Long Distance with Kidi, Spider with Yemi Alade, Born Stunna, Roses, that's I'm a Piano. Are you familiar with I'm a Piano? It's like the wave right now. It's actually literally what everybody's vibing to in the continent. It's like,
is it like more of a South African thing?
Yeah, it is very South African. So I featured Lady Do, who's like one of the biggest I'm a Piano artists. And the last one, but not least, the 7th favorite. Ooh, Most Wanted.
Most wanted.
It's fire, yeah. It's talking about, you know, being the shit and thinking that you're like, just believing in yourself. It's a very confidence boosting album. So if there was a theme, I'd say that would be it. Like, it's just, you're on your shit, you're talking your shit. There's love in between, there's romance in between, but for the most part, you're bigging yourself up throughout the whole thing.
It's official, Madasokas. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
So as an artist, what is your goal? Because what I heard, I mean, you're big in your country.
Right.
You know, you're big in those all over Africa. Is your goal is to like make it in America? Like, what do you think?
Heck yeah, that's everybody's goal. Once you have a song that's big in America, you're big in the whole world. Yeah. Like, you can have one song that pops off and then suddenly you're on tour in China or like anywhere
just
in the
because
world.
And then because America's,
just America's
guess
like,
what? Yeah. You are in China.
It's good to be
hey,
here.
Hey, so you Michael so Blackson. we came to the conclusion that America it's kind of like it stamps everything. So,
oh yeah,
you don't feel like you have really made it to Americans know you. Is that how you feel?
I feel like that's like, all right. I don't want to get too deep into it, but it's just for some reason that white cosign is like everything to even to African people. When people see you doing things in the white man's country, it seems to be like the biggest shit ever. Oh, now we can support you. Now they start claiming you as, oh, that's ours. Like the Lupita effect, you know, like when Lupita got the Oscar and she started doing all these huge films, you know, there's a lot of Kenyans. Suddenly they were like, oh, she's ours. But prior to that, it's like y'all were really supporting like that. But anyway, that's just for example.
Get the approval of America.
America.
America approval. And I mean, the thing about it, I mean, Africans, we are hot right now. We are the hottest.
Hottest, Michael Blackson.
We are the hottest.
You're taking down the whole
everything we do. they want to be part of it. And that's why, you know, those guys, Justin Bieber don't mind coming along and doing some with his kid. Drake don't mind doing stuff. You know, Chris Brown doing stuff with DeVito, all those guys. Because we are hot.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's a vibe. It's very undeniable. Like, you can't listen to any African music for the most part. Even the older music and not dance. Like, it's very.
It reminds me of the reggae back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You
know? They got a lot of happy vibe. It's a very peaceful place, everything.
I mean, I think what it is like, you know, a lot of African music, I don't want to call it like escapism, but we need to escape our problems with music. We need something to make us dance. Oh, we need something so to forget about what you're going through and just come dance. That's the vibe.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why, you know, people don't really sing about the Afrobeats. There's a few songs that talk about the struggles, like the one Tekno did with the
Madu.
Another man, but whatever. Anyway, but I feel like whatever the song.
I want to use my money to scatter your brain for you.
That's Kiss Daniel, and that's. That's Kiss Daniel. That has nothing to do with that.
I love
just like what Naira did with the with that song, doing that whole thing with a Nigerian. What's going on?
Right,
Nigerian?
But even so, it's still up tempo. You'll still be dancing. You'll be dancing to your pants.
Oh, yeah. Holy water.
That's no, man. This is
that's not political.
Pour me water.
Or even if you go far back as like Fela Kuti, right? He was making political music, but you still definitely dance. Like that's
Mike too. He made one. It's called Motombo.
It had nothing to do with nothing. Yeah, I was talking about my dick, motherfucker.
Oh. Mike, I thought you were talking about Dikembe Mutombo used to play with Charles Barkley.
All right, let's name our top five Afrobeat artists, right?
Okay.
That's tough. It's gonna be tough. I know.
Okay, that's gonna be
your
very
top
tough.
Five, and then we'll go to of all of them who's to use like number one. Let's just pick five first. No particular order.
Obviously, Burna Boy. Obviously, Wizkid. Obviously, David O. Because that's the three everyone talks about.
Right, those three. And then what would be the other two that you think?
Me, myself, of course. Obviously,
okay,
Victoria Kimani.
Always.
I would have to say, from East Africa, you can put Diamond in there. You can put him in there.
Who?
Diamond from Tanzania. You can throw him Diamond in there. Yep, definitely top. You need more, right? Casper Nyoves, South Africa. There's a million. Yemi Alade, she's huge. That's not 20. I mean, it's over five.
I was just trying to go 10 then, because we are like seven now.
But I've been naming all of them. You don't know any Chinese best friend?
Mike is showing me.
Mike, you got to show him more, man.
No, he does.
I haven't listened to the Tanzanian girl yet. Maybe I've heard the song. I didn't know who it was.
Okay. Oh, it's a
it's
guy.
Hot. It's a guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Do you understand Swahili?
I don't speak that. Oh. I barely understand.
I heard the
English.
Ghana girl song. Have you heard it?
Oh, Kidi's dope. Kidi's amazing. Kidi.
So how about South Africa? Who you name out of South Africa?
I named Casper.
He's a guy also?
Yeah, he's a guy. He's a rapper. I think he's incredible. He's a dope performer.
Is he better than the other guy that did that song recently? He's like, he had that really hot song right now.
You talking about Focalistic?
Focalistic, yeah.
Way different vibe.
For real?
Way different vibe. I mean, no, Casper does, I'm a Piano too, but like he's a rapper. So he does, and then he's I don't know how to explain it. Casper has performed on like, sold out stadiums on his own, 70,000 people.
Oh, he's that 90, big.
Yeah, everyone I'm mentioning is like done something pretty cool.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, dope. All right, of all of them, because I mean, you name those top three, so I got to think I come out of those top three. Between DeVito, Wizkid, Burna Boy. You think those are the top three Afrobeat? Because they're
definitely
they're known worldwide.
I would have to say, ooh, that's difficult.
And Burna just got really, I guess, when nominated. I think he won a Grammy this year. He got nominated one time, and this year he finally won it.
Yeah.
He did win it this year, right?
He won. Yeah,
he did
won.
Win. Okay. Yeah. All right. So between Burna Boy, DeVito, and Wizkid, those are the top three. I mean, DeVito make a song every hour. He's probably making a song right now.
You
know,
that's how you do it.
Burna Boy, I think, came from like underground and then boom, made his way to the top. And then Wizkid has just like, I mean, you know, he has just, I mean, right now he's
Let's narrow it down. Let's just narrow it down.
It's down to three.
So now let's narrow it down to two. So let's take David O out.
No, okay. You can't.
All right. And we're going to.
David O started the movement.
Well, I mean, no. Well, no.
I'm
gonna
stay out of this one because I don't want problems.
No. All right, so let's try to figure. All right.
God.
Okay, now we got we got Wizkid and the Body song, right? But how the song go? The Body, My Body, whatever. With the Wizkid song with Justin Bieber.
Oh, with Tems. The song is with Tems.
I'm gonna go back to what.
That's the biggest song right now, honestly. Like that, that really is in the song of the moment. So if you want to talk about what's the biggest right now, it's Wizkid. Period.
Oh. All
right. 2 years, yes. Last year it was Burna. Right now it's Wiz. The year before that it was David. Because remember David had If and Fall.
Right,
and then after that it was Burna because he had Ye and everything else. And then now it's definitely back to Wiz.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see who's next.
But I'm gonna go back to the big because Afrobeats to me, you know, especially being introduced to like America, it just happened in the last 5 years.
Wow.
You had a lot to do with it too, Michael.
I mean, definitely. I played it and I showed love to it. But between Joanna and If, I think those were like,
ooh,
it was a
those were the two most popular.
They were competing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because even right now, if you go into any club, any hip hop club, they play Joanna, they'll know Joanna.
And
they play
If.
Yeah. Those, I think those two songs made the break out. Those two songs are probably the most popular.
The Afrobeat blew it up.
But right now, like this new song
with
Tems, this new one with Tems is definitely the biggest.
Mm-hmm. With Wizkid?
Yeah,
definitely, of course.
Yeah, that's
and then it was so hot that of course Justin Bieber got on the remix. Is that a remix he got on, or he just
remix?
What did you think about it?
It's pretty good.
What the song?
The remix with Justin. Do you like his verse?
You know, I don't.
I like it.
I've never really cared about Justin Bieber.
Well, I heard it.
I know he's.
How
like,
do you feel about it?
I like it.
You like it?
Good.
Okay.
It kind of introduced a lot of the other race because Justin got involved. Mm-hmm, see, it just helps the
culture,
the Afrobeat,
right?
Yeah, it definitely helps the culture.
Okay.
See,
so how do you feel about that? Like, what are you ready to hear? Like other artists that are not African do Afrobeats, or are you against it? You're not ready for it.
I'm not ready for
it. You feel like you know that's gonna happen though, right? Because that's what happened to dancehall when it became popular. Everyone thinks they can just get on a dancehall beat now.
That's true.
So it's going to happen.
But for some reason, I feel like to make it as an Afrobeat artist, you know,
to start in Africa?
Yes. You either got to start there or make your way there.
Yeah. That's
because
a fact.
My thing that's is like, you're not going to really be, you got to get respect from the Africans. You have to go out, you know what I mean? It has to be, don't you think? Even let's say a lot of the kids, the African descent kids like, parents were born here. I mean, parents came here, gave birth to them here. They want to be Afrobeats. They want to do Afrobeats. Nobody's showing them no respect. I'm like, you got to go and grind it out like Naira. Them guys did
some,
techno.
Yeah, to really, you know? Really, really blow there. And then you have that support trickle down here.
Yes.
But then there's some cases like Rotimi's song, for instance, In My Bed. That song blew up.
In my
yeah,
bed.
That song blew up, right? It's big
it
here.
It did blew up, right? It did.
Yeah.
But Rotimi became a movie or TV star. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, so that actually... You said he blew him
it
up?
It would have been different.
Mike, you shot that video with Rotimi. That son of a bitch was 48 million views.
I like how he gives you your props, man.
It's a true story.
He's a real best friend.
Biggest hype man.
No, it's
I love
true.
It.
Mike, Rotimi became platinum thanks to you.
Whatever. But I'm saying Rotimi, I think... He became a TV star first.
Okay.
I'm
so
not
his
sure,
case
I'm
is different.
I'm not sure how easy it would have been if he would just like want to be this Afrobeat star from coming out of nowhere. You know, I think power helped him a little
definitely.
Bit.
Definitely.
And then owing money to 50 Cent, I think helped him.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
Oh,
50 Cent
money, like,
you owe me money, Rotimi.
So owing money to 50 Cent blows you up?
Yeah.
I
tried to borrow money, but Mike goes, leave him alone. I was like, Mike, I almost close to borrowing money from 50 Cent.
How much was you trying to borrow?
Just
No, you don't borrow. Oh no, God. This happened like about a year ago where 50 Cent, you'll go out with 50 Cent, right? We'll go out to a strip club and he'll like, you know, he'll like order like $10,000 in ones. He'll give you like 500 of it, right?
Right, to
you
spray
throw
on the girls.
The next thing you know, he'll wake up the next morning and be like, I think Michael Blackson owe me money. I'm like, nigga, I didn't ask for it. So he got everybody with that really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got me good.
Interesting.
Well, let's see what an American artist has to say about it. Come on. All right, let's bring our next guest. Let her join us. Let's see how she feel about, you know, blowing up, what it takes to blow. Because I think blowing up in America, I think, is probably the most important thing to be world known, we agree that even people in London want to be known in America.
That's a fact.
Ooh. You know what I mean? So America kind of like holds that signature. Like, we going to sign you and let you know, you know, we'll let you know if you're a star or not. And it's so sad because you put other people that almost like not give you the extra love unless you're known
in America.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the most talented people, they migrate here. So it is like,
you got to eventually make your way here.
Yeah.
But you know,
the cream of the crop rises up. That's what I think about America. If you really are amazing, mm-hmm. or there's something special about you, you'll rise up.
100% America, because America likes different. And I think that's how I made it. Because when I came, I was pretty much the only African comic.
Literally.
And they liked that. They liked that I was different. I had a different subject. I was talking about something different.
Yeah. And then the talent is there. You're still freaking hilarious. So
thank you very much. But yeah, in America, you have to be different. You can't be like everybody else. Yeah. So, you know.
They see right through all the bullshit.
Yes, they do. Let's bring our next guest. All right. Singer, songwriter, vocalist, originally from Los Angeles, raised in New Jersey.
Now
she's back in LA where she was born. People always.
Oh, welcome back.
Natalie's in the building.
Natalia.
I'm sorry. I went to a public.
Natalia.
See what Philadelphia Public School did to me? I can't even read shit right.
It's a silent
public
this
school.
This guy, you dropped out of kindergarten. That's
Natalia.
Natalia. Hey, Natalia.
Hello.
You good? We could hear you.
Yeah, we
can. How are you doing?
Good evening, thank you for having me. I'm doing all right. How are you
doing, sir?
You met Victoria?
I did not.
Yes.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
She looked Indian. Are you
Indian? I'm not Indian.
You're not? Yeah. What are you? Are you like, her spirit animal? You're a zebra? Are you mixed with like half and half or something?
You're mixed,
right? I'm not my spirit animal, but if I would say I had one, it would be an elephant.
Nice. Oh. That's the thing with the long tongue, long trunk, right?
You would think of the trunk first. I was thinking more like, because like an elephant's memory is really good. They're very sensitive.
They are?
They're like,
they got a long
a
ass something that they use to do things with.
Hey. Jesus.
I need to know.
But I'm more black than anything. I'm not sure which tribe or part of Africa.
What are you? You're African?
Yeah, I don't know which specific type of
Have you done that DNA
thing? I want to. I haven't done it. I heard the best one is AfricanAncestry.com.
Ancestry is good. I did it.
So right now you're just like, there's no Indian in your family? You're just black and black?
I'm black, and on my mom's side, I have Irish. Okay. And also my dad's side, there's shared
beer. Your grandfather drank a lot of beer, because Irish would drink beer, right?
Yeah. A lot of
beer. So your mother's side is Irish, and your dad is all...
He has Cherokee Indian.
Cherokee?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw the little baby hair.
Shit, if you're a Cherokee Indian and you have a good percentage in your DNA, you get like $20,000 a month.
Really?
Well, that's the... For like the, what's it called? Your reservations, whatever that is.
Yeah, you get money if you...
Well, don't you have to like live there or something?
It doesn't matter. If you have the blood...
Chinese medicine, you have all the wrong
Mike,
fucking information.
Mike, trust me, I fucking watch Discovery Channel every day.
That's not going to be on the Discovery
Channel. Exactly. You know what makes me put to sleep is watching YouTube.
That's why you got the facts twisted, because you were sleeping.
No. If you have a good amount of DNA of a Cherokee Indian, you automatically get like $10,000-$20,000 a month.
And where they get the money from, Chinese best friend?
The reserve where we live. They're all.
Oh, they own the land.
They own the land. The Indians have power.
Fuck,
Michael.
Can I just marry an Indian?
Yeah, and then you're gonna have to collect money from the girl you married.
I'm saying that means she's getting money. If I marry an Indian,
has money, but not you. You cannot get money because you married an Indian.
Maybe the kid. Maybe if you guys have a child.
Maybe the kid. Yeah. If
you
he
can,
has enough.
You can just
like,
take the money from
percentage.
The kid if you really want to be.
Yeah. Okay. So how's your career going? How's things going?
It's going. I've just been recording. I haven't been so quick to put everything out because I want to do a lot of music to basically get into movies.
You want to act?
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, put your music in music.
Yeah,
okay.
To do like the soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
She has a very powerful voice, Mike.
What's a lot of songs, I guess, it, would it, I mean, does it matter what type of movie it is? Are you more like into romantic movie then, that way you see your song going? What kind of movie, like porn?
Honestly, it depends. Because like I look at Sia, like no one really even knew what she looked like. It was just, she cool. had Sia, she had like really captivating songs that got placed on the Twilight movie soundtrack.
Oh, she's got to be rich. That Twilight did yeah. so well.
So that was inspiring to me to see that, because it wasn't about her looking good or sexy. It was just no one even knew what she looked like.
But you are beautiful, so you should let. Yeah.
Thank you. But I want people to appreciate me not for the beauty, but for the sound, because the beauty's going to fade. So that is true. The music won't fade.
Beauty
does. Right. Like, no, wait, because if you have tattoos of a rose and you get like 90 years old, the rose start falling over.
You don't have any tattoos, though.
No, I have to get like in white or something.
See, I don't have tattoos either. Tattoo?
You could do tattoos.
I could do tattoos. I want a tattoo. I want like
get a glow in the dark tattoo.
Chinese best friend. Oh, I want to get like a Africa map on my chest.
Oh, that's
dope. But my chest is so fucking, like, I'm built like a crackhead Chinese man.
It's going to have to be like half like of the Africa.
I could do like a fat transfer, maybe.
Like a half of an Africa map.
No, I could do the whole thing. Or maybe just it's Ghana. Be small. Maybe just one country at a time, right?
No, one city. Accra only.
Nah. It's going to look like a mall if you just do a city.
Yeah, but
like...
I just did Accra.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African king of comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
So you born in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Went to Jersey. Why, who goes from Los Angeles? Who the fuck goes to Jersey from out of LA?
From the hot to the cold.
Do your parents go there for like work?
My dad is from Jersey. And
oh, okay. What part of Jersey?
Jersey City.
I know Jersey City. Mm-hmm. Let me make you feel at home. Pap, 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 pap. It's
like, wow. No.
I'm is that gunshot sounds? Mike, is that gunshot sound?
Drive by.
Wow.
Jersey City is a tough. I'm not school. Jersey City is right before you get over that bridge to New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's like right there. They just right at the. Was he? Is it closer to the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnel? Where are they at the Holland Tunnel?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
I always like thought City. It was strange that they claim Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, as New York, but it's really in Jersey.
It is in Jersey.
But they always say, "Oh, New York," and
that's so strange. It's in the water, though.
What?
So it's like
it's in New Jersey, official New Jersey waters.
It's on the New Jersey water. Wow, that. I didn't know that. I did not know the Statue of Liberty.
Well, the Statue of Liberty is owned by your friends from France.
Who?
Rudy Gobert's families. They're from France, right? They dropped it off from France.
Did it come from France?
Statue of Liberty.
I didn't know that it was made. It was created in France.
Yeah, and they gave it.
It was a gift. Yeah.
To the U.S.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Bonjour, motherfucker.
Yeah, they own that, Mike. They might repossess it anytime they want.
So was it a gift, like for Americans to let them in? Like, what was the gift? Why is it giving a gift?
I don't know.
Like a symbol of peace.
Yeah, well, symbol of peace after their revolution and to honor our revolution and to they helped us.
I had no fucking idea. Chinese.
That's why there's seven horns on her helmet. This the seven regions of France. It represents the seven regions of France.
Wow.
I had no idea that the Statue of Liberty was a fucking was a French lady.
And then what is that called? The Eiffel Tower is owned by.
Was that a gift too? How the fuck? I want to see how that shit got delivered, motherfucker.
It was a gift from George Washington to.
This nigga's lying, man.
That one's a lie. Yeah, I don't know.
Why the fuck I listen to you?
But the Statue of Liberty, I know. Can you believe that? Michael Blackson.
I heard that the Brooklyn Bridge was a fucking gift from where? Fucking
definitely from
Rodney
China.
King, motherfucker.
No, Chinese are always building bridges. Y'all are building bridges in Kenya as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to build a bridge in Mike's house, but. I didn't bring my tools.
I like to bridge your contract off this goddamn show.
Well, we forgot about our singer friend now that we're talking about the damn
Statue of Liberty.
Have you been there anyways? Have you guys been there?
Where?
On the top of the Statue of
Liberty. I know. I just wave to that bitch when I go to New York.
Hello.
Now that I know she's friends, you I'm know, like, was... now I know she's a friend. I'm like, hey, bonjour, mother, bon, ton, bon, zazou, jajaji, oui, oui.
Mike, did you know the original color in 1900s was copper? It was copper before.
For real?
God damn it, Michael Blackson, you don't...
Chinese best friend, I don't believe a
fucking word. It was copper.
Yeah, it's made out of copper.
Made out of copper.
Is it the water that made it look dingy like that?
Seawater and salt water gave it a green patina over a long time.
For real?
Speaking of the Eiffel Tower, sorry. Yeah. The same guy, Gustav Eiffel, built the internal structure of the Statue of Liberty and then went on to build the Eiffel Tower.
How was it delivered? Was it like on a boat?
On a boat?
Like 100 different pieces.
Oh, and it was put together? How tall is that bitch?
195 feet up.
Jeez.
That's a lie. I don't know.
I mean, I'm trying because she's in the middle of the water, right?
She's on a big pedestal.
Can you believe that? It was copper before Michael Blackson.
Well, Chinese bathroom. I was also beige, okay, when I was a baby, when I came out the fucking womb. Oh, my goodness. A lot of sun, a lot of rain. Changed my complexion.
You were albino when you was born?
You was a pale. You was a goddamn...
Everybody's lighter when they were born, though.
Snow White.
Yeah.
305 feet tall.
Wow. That bitch is not that tall.
It is.
That's a
tall... The Statue of Liberty is 305 feet tall.
Yeah. It's the size of your...
But when she's sitting in the water, do we see the foot of it? I don't remember.
Yeah,
you do.
But you can... I mean... Looking up, you don't see anything but her from like waist up.
How about from the water to down?
How much of her body is in the water right now? I don't know.
All of it. Mike, let me see. You see the feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What? Hang on, let me see. Oh. Okay, so there's a
if she's underwater, we're in trouble.
That means it's global warming, Michael Blumpton.
Oh, wow.
Let me see.
Well, the water wasn't even touching her. So how did she turn green? Just like the water splashing on her all the time?
Moisture in the air, Michael Blackson.
How long has the Statue of Liberty been in America?
1912, I think.
Is it? Okay, let's 1910.
1886. Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Damn. Yeah, and the bitch still standing.
Still there.
Yeah.
That's a faithful woman, man.
Yeah, right.
No. These motherfuckers left that bitch there since 1867. She's still there. Man. I cannot leave my girlfriend place for 10 minutes. She walked the fuck away out of my life. I want a nice, stiff chick like the Statue of Liberty. Just
even if she turns green, you'll still...
I'll be back in 300 years. That bitch still there like Mike.
Waiting for you.
I've been waiting. I've been 8 in 300 years.
Wow.
The Liberty is like a penny, Michael Blackson. The color was...
I didn't know she was penny. Bronx.
Yeah.
Is she made out of clay? What is it?
She's made out of copper.
She's not going to be made out of clay and last like for copper. All those years.
Copper is stronger than
steel. How heavy is it?
Steel. Yeah, it's stronger than steel.
Heavy is the Statue of Liberty? This is wow.
495,000.
No, this should not be the Statue of
Liberty.
Oh,
yeah.
Can you even sing the Star Spangled Banner, Chinese Best Friend?
Let's go.
I could sing it, but like. I am not the guest today.
I'll say.
She's singing it for us.
Exactly.
That's such an interesting song.
Why is it interesting?
Like, I feel like for a lot of artists, no matter how well you know it, like you will have a moment that you'll forget it.
This is the biggest show in the world right now.
It's just one of those songs. Hopefully not on this. No, on
can you sing it for us, please?
On stage and you
can
forget
you sing it.
It
for us, please?
Lord.
Mike, you're going to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Let's go. I'm ready for the Star Spangled
Banner. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Wow.
Okay.
Bravo.
Wow.
Can you sing the Kenya?
Aish, no.
You don't know it?
See, what had happened was
and the rock gets red.
It
definitely
it
changed a few.
The bombs bursting in air gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner wave?
Wow. I can't sing
that. I'm sitting down like,
oh, the land. Finish the song.
Oh, say, can't you see?
The land.
Can't you see?
By the starlight delight.
God
damn. The starlight delight.
What so proudly we had.
So proudly we had.
As the starlight's last gleam, gleam.
The last bling, bling.
Through the hum, yum, yum, yum. Through his perilous lights. What so random we ran. As the sun is, and the rockets were clear that burst through the air. Gave spoof to my life.
Wow.
That my stars were almost.
You should redo it, Mike.
Star was there.
Say that star spangled banner. Star spangled banner.
That sounds so awful.
Give way, yeah. In the land of the free. He. Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves. Wow.
Michael Blackson.
Bravo.
The United States Embassy is going to revoke your visa.
Literally going to send you back. And yeah.
And the Statue of Liberty.
So is that song supposed to mean like, we are your safe space? Because they need to figure that out.
Yeah, we have a lot of hardworking United States Army protecting us every night.
Yeah.
Land of the free, right?
That was
so there's no attack in the United States. My grandfather was a United States World War II prisoner of war.
A POW?
Yeah. 1942. He served for the United States.
That's the year my mother was born. 1942.
1942 was
she was born on Christmas of 1942.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a prisoner of war.
He's still alive?
Oh, he passed away. I used to drive into the veteran's office.
Wow.
To God get a bless check. Him.
Yeah, get checked out right there on Plumber Street and Sepulveda.
To get checked up or get
yeah,
a check?
Checked up all the time.
The VA.
He lived to like 90.
Oh, that was good. He lived his life.
Yeah.
That's dope.
How long you want to live till Chinese best friend?
I just want to live till like, you know, whatever, as long as I could walk.
So when you stop walking, you ready to die?
You're ready to go.
I don't know.
They wow, bro. Golly.
They got a lot of electric wheelchairs now.
You don't want to be in one of those?
No, I mean, I don't mind. But I think I could walk for a while. I don't play sports. My joints are fine.
How you won't live long? Like 90, 100 years old? How old you want to be?
I kind of see where you're coming from. Like, I don't mind living old, but I want to be able to take care of myself. I want to still... Yeah. I want to still hike.
Once you start shitting travel, yourself, you're ready.
Yeah,
right.
No,
you
that's,
have a good family anyways, no. You know? Mm-hmm. You can be boring living at 90 and you have no grandkids running out of the house. I think a lot of times...
I think me, as long as my dick work, I think when it stop working, and I don't want to be here no more.
There's no
is that do women feel the same? Like when your coochie stop getting wet, do you want to just don't want to live anymore?
Wow.
So women have better things to live for, like take their grandkids out of town.
Yeah.
You know, man, we just talk about
wash my dishes.
Dick, man, my dick stopped working. Get me out of here right
now. Oh,
there.
My just God.
But if it stops them. Working, there should be, like, some medicine by then that can, like, help revive it, you know?
No, I'm talking about, like, the motherfucker just
dead.
If it's dead?
Dead. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure you can get another one. You can these days, you can reconstruct anything. Like, people are getting, like, vaginas and dicks and all the time. You can do it.
Oh, vagina rejuvenation. I heard
no,
that.
No, people who, yeah, there's rejuvenation and then there's the.
Women are doing that now. When they try to find a new relationship, they go get a whole new vagina. Have you got a rejuvenation?
No.
I give vagina rejuvenation all the time.
Oh, you my can't. God.
Okay.
Yeah, because I
think the best
motombo.
Way to do that is just eat better.
Oh, wow.
And then everything is better. Right?
Chinese best friend.
No, he said he got a little dick, so he don't do no damage. No
yeah. So basically what he's doing
that's
is rejuvenating.
Rejuvenation, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But most people that are, if they're having problems down there, it's just years and years of backup of diet. So if you decide to...
Diet.
If you How decide you? To cut out meat, you're never going to lose your heart on. You're never going to lose
really?
Your
real.
Mojo.
Can you
if
cut
you
meat
cut
out,
cut off on meat?
Yeah, I could cut off meat.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah,
how
slow
about
down.
Chicken too? Or no, chicken's okay.
Well, chicken's definitely meat.
I think if you have your own source of like a chicken farm, not going to like...
We need to have a chicken farm.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, like you want
Chick-fil-A?
A real...
Steroids
no,
chicken.
No, like a
right?
real chicken farm.
Like the chickens in Africa, they
yeah,
want...
Yeah, like...
We saw a rooster the other day. Was you with me when I saw a rooster?
Motherfucker, that wasn't a rooster. That was a goat.
No, I saw a rooster wow. another time.
When?
I was in Tampa. I saw a rooster in Tampa.
I wasn't there in Tampa.
No, we saw a goat outside the other day. Mm.
You said in Tampa?
No, I saw a goat in West Hollywood.
Yeah, Michael Black.
Yeah, I had to check my GPS, make sure I wasn't in fucking village in Ghana.
So his car ran out of gas, the same place it ran out of gas 2.5 years ago. The same place.
Oh, that's spiritual.
Well, it was like a year ago.
And then...
Are you sure your ancestors aren't looking for you?
A year and a half ago.
Not 2.5 years. I had a car for 2.5 years, but it was like last year, I think.
But yeah. If you ran out of gas in the same spot, that's spiritual.
It is?
It is?
Yeah.
So you are your spirit angel, Mike, is a goat. Mike.
That's a sign.
Your spirit...
My spirit animal is fucking dinner, nigga.
The goat.
Yeah. I mean, people eat rabbit. You said you were a rabbit. People eat rabbit.
Yeah, you're a goat, Mike.
I was saying rabbit because rabbit just like to just.
I mean.
You're a goat. There's a sign.
So the only
I'll take a goat. Oh greatest of all time.
His name was Man. Tom Brady.
Facts. That's a good one, actually. So you're a goat. He's a crocodile. You're an elephant. And I'm a zebra. Wow. Vibes.
Well, if it was in a zoo right now, I guess I'd be dead first, right?
Oh, because you're well, a goat.
No.
You'd be in the water. You'd be by yourself. They're going to eat
They me. Don't put goats in the zoo, do they?
Oh, yeah, I eat.
I'm saying when the tiger's ready to eat, you eat a fucking goat.
Oh, like, yeah.
I eat goats. Crocodile eat goats all
the time. Yeah, but crocodile, you know, fucking water. You get out the water, you know. Can it survive?
Crocodiles eat zebra, too.
Can it survive outside the water?
No, leopard eat a crocodile. I saw that on Instagram today. Actually.
No. A leopard ate a crocodile. No.
Yeah, leopards could get anything.
They can't eat a crocodile if you're a leopard, though.
They eat it. I see it.
Motherfucker, you all pick up a new pair of shoes, motherfucker.
He's definitely lying.
Okay, is it crocodile like
this? It's true. I said leopard eat it. It's a baby one, though.
A leopard
went
ate.
Behind his back and took him right on the neck.
Okay. If it's a baby crocodile. Maybe.
Question. Mm-hmm. The elephant is so huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can anybody fuck with an elephant, right?
They're actually the king of the jungle. They say that the lion is, but it's really the elephant.
Has there been a fight between an elephant and a lion yet?
No, they don't ever. Nobody.
Fuck with them.
Yep.
The only people that are fucking with elephants are human beings because they're the ones trying to take their. Yeah.
Because for the lions and tigers, they fight things they could eat and kill, right?
Right.
Like, they probably don't want to eat no elephant anywhere. Like, there's no.
Yeah, it's too much food.
They know not to.
But if
mess
an elephant does die, they do come and feed on the flesh. Like, have you ever seen, like, I hate talking about this, but.
They only attack like the weak.
Yeah,
the weak,
if the elephant is not alive. All the other animals will definitely come feast on it because it's just flesh.
Well, his skin is hard. They got to get to the skin first, past the skin to go to
the meat. Sharp teeth.
Mufasa will eat it.
I love elephants because they're known for the memory. They don't ever forget. Like, if you messed with them, tried to abuse them,
they will
never
forget you, right? Yeah. 30 years from now, like,
100 years from now.
It was you.
They don't forget.
Yeah.
Do you know the song from Lion King? Can you sing it for us?
An elephant. How to kill animals? Did they just do elephants just stomp other animals? Is that how they kill them? They stomp, right?
Stampede. In the jungle. Or they kick them
with that.
They
fly. With that thing. For real.
Who flies?
Like if they
want to fuck you
with
up.
Their tusks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So nobody fuck with an elephant this whole time. The elephant is the king of the jungle.
No, it's not Mike. Mufasa and
they're vegetarian, so that is
always something.
They don't
eat meat?
Yeah. No
they
meat.
They live long.
And they're huge.
You got to be kidding me.
Nice one.
What's that big song for Lion King? That one, the other one?
In the Jungle?
No, the other one.
Hakuna Matata?
No, the other one, the famous one. Circle of Life.
Oh, Circle of Life.
You know that song?
Not enough to sing it. It would turn into a remix. Original.
Classic. Mike, what song you want to sing? She want to sing a classic song.
Janet Jackson, the song from The Poetic Justice.
How about Whitney Houston? I want to run to you.
No, I want Janet Jackson. God. I want, what's the Poetic Justice soundtrack? One of them songs.
Anytime, anywhere. I'll find you on the couch with Fred on. Oh, that's not how it goes.
Hey,
but.
Fred.
Maybe I'll think about another song. I had another song in mind. I didn't know.
How about A House Is Not a Home? Do you know that song?
I think that's a little before my time.
Oh, yeah. She was born.
Sorry.
1990s.
Who's your favorite artist?
Dang, that's hard.
Who's your favorite artist of all time?
Your
favorite of all time.
I would have to say if I had to just choose one, and it's not even the vocals, it's just because her sound is so timeless, I would say Sade.
Can you sing this one, please?
Sade is one woman that, like, she's like gotta be 60 something, but she's just still gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
what song you like there, Mike? She gonna sing one.
Life Goals.
Wait, go ahead, sing one.
And she's way before your time, too, mother sucker.
The song? Can you sing one for us, please?
Sure.
We have a lot of talent today, Michael Blackson. The other episode. Now, this.
It's official, Mother Sucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Mother Suckers.
I like Cherish the Day.
Oh, yeah. Welcome
you back, like that girl. One?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh. Hey, Kanyeli. How about Rise Up? That's a good song.
Rise Up by Sade.
Let's sing Cherish the Day.
Cherish the Day, that's a good one.
That's a good song.
The biggest music producer right here, Freddie Mukes.
Freddie Mukes arriving in the building.
So Sade, that's different. I never heard that. Who's your favorite artist of all time, Victoria?
Ooh, man.
Is it tough?
Honestly, it's very tough, but like just the first person whose album I can always listen to forever and ever is just Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Lauryn. Lauren's from Jersey too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lauryn.
Love Jersey.
But yeah, Sade's goals, man. Like just like even how her career is set up, like
she can
disappear for 10 years and her music still is circulating. She's still making money. She can have a life.
Movie soundtracks. She's done it all.
She don't have to do anything really.
No, she don't.
That's actually the goal. Just create one classic body of work that like outlives you. That's literally like everybody.
So you want to hear Cherish the Day?
Yeah, we want to hear it. Please.
Okay. You're ruling the way that I move, and I breathe your air. You only can rescue me, and that is my prayer. If you are mine, if you are mine, I wouldn't want to go to heaven. Cherish the day, won't go astray, won't be afraid, won't catch me running. You're rolling the way that I move, and I breathe your air. You show me how deep love can be.
Yes.
Wow. No one can do it like her.
Your voice is so beautiful.
She's got a simplicity, so I try to hold back when I sing her.
Your texture is very, very nice. Beautiful.
I want to hear your music too.
Girl, I'm going to play you some tunes.
Angel singers.
That was bomb.
That's dope.
You look all serenaded and relaxed.
Yeah, bro.
Like, that's how I feel.
Like going to church.
I feel relaxed.
I was crying internally.
Internally crying.
Yes.
Music is healing.
It really is.
Yeah. Stone
vibes.
What's your favorite song of all time?
Ooh.
We said Lauryn Hill song, right?
I said Lauryn Hill's favorite artist, but like favorite song of all time. That's very hard. That's very hard. Mutumbo song. In fact.
She's so nice.
In fact. We should play it now. We need to do. Can you
My
teach?
Favorite singer.
Actually, I've been waiting to learn the dance. Like, she's like, come on, Mike. You need to come to Kenya, do the Mutumbo tour. Like, let's get it popping.
Luther Vandross is my favorite singer, Michael Blackson.
Yeah. For real? Wow.
Really? Yeah, that's a good one.
To dance with my father again.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know that song?
That's beautiful.
He made it.
He's not just with his father.
Didn't he have his breakthrough through the amateur night? Right? That's what he was doing?
to get his break. Oh, yeah, yeah, he performed over there at the...
Apollo?
Apollo, yeah. Ooh.
What? Luther Vandross auditioned on Apollo?
Yeah, like that's how he got...
But didn't Lauryn Hill also did?
Mm-hmm. She sure did.
I was on
she
there too.
She almost got booed.
Yeah.
I was on booed. There too and they almost booed me too.
What?
For real? Oh, yeah.
And then everybody was telling me that, like, don't worry, Lauryn Hill almost got booed. And I was like, thanks.
Dang. Yeah.
Apollo is no a lot joke. Of they don't even almost... give it... They don't even give you a chance to say
they
your
like
name.
They like to boo, so you know how that goes.
My name is Boo. Like, yeah. Bitch, I just got
they got the sweeping guy.
Yeah, the clown comes out. Yeah. You don't want the clown to come out.
Yeah.
Sandman. Sandman, right?
The Sandman. I can't go to the Apollo.
Chinese, they'll boo you by looking at you. Sometimes they don't like the way you look.
That is so messed up.
Yeah. Huh?
They'd be like, our next singer.
It's intense.
Chinese best friend. Boo.
Yeah, they boo you just because how you look. They're like, oh, we're going to boo because you have that on.
Yeah, you got to go in there looking like, would you dress like sexy or something?
I had...
Maybe that's what. You got to go.
One of my arms was broken, so I had a cast.
Oh,
and then like
and
I
they
had
boo
a,
you with a fucking cast?
That's messed up, man.
Hold up, cast and a what? And a
skirt.
Thong?
I had like okay. a long skirt. Like
so
a,
they probably figure out you like just got to killing your ex-boyfriend or something.
With the broken arm.
With the broken arm and then looking sexy. Or either they are, they're probably like, she broke her arm trying to sell some pussies. Let's boo this bitch. Boo.
Oh, my ex was there too to support. And he was like, don't invite me to these shows again. I almost fought someone. Like, can't get mad at the booers. They're there to boo.
Was that Steve Harvey that was introducing you?
Well, back then.
No, it was Tony Rock. He was the host.
A new one now? I haven't seen any music of the Apollo. You want her to sing one more song for you before?
I need him to teach us the Mutombo dance at this point.
What's my favorite artist of all time? I got probably Michael Jackson has to be.
Yeah, who's your
Michael
favorite?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson probably got to be. Favorite comedian of all time to me is Eddie Murphy. Who you have a favorite
wow.
comedian?
My favorite comedian is... Michael Blackson. Yeah, he like watching you.
Yeah.
Like, he's funny live.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's like the best. You're the best Thanks. Friend. Just
yeah, I didn't know awesome. He was a comedian before when I met him.
Wow.
Isn't Eddie best Murphy friend. Coming out with a movie?
Mike, is Eddie Murphy still alive?
No, he's coming out with a movie.
Oh,
my
God.
That's what I saw.
Something new, out. Something else.
He's very alive.
Shrek 5.
Michael, did you cook today?
I didn't cook. I haven't cooked in a while.
I'm hungry.
You hungry? No, I've got some.
I'm about to go eat.
We have some food for you.
About to go eat now.
Mike, food, all right.
Food is calling. Closing food is statements. Calling.
Yeah, closing statement. Well, we had two beautiful ladies here today. One from different parts of the world, East Africa and fucking New Jersey.
And you learned that.
I ain't trying to get to East Africa to see the elephants. So.
Right.
I don't have to go that far. The LA Zoo has two of them. I went there.
No,
they
see,
were
I'll
everywhere.
I'll be the person to protest outside of the zoo naked with a sign. Free
Why?
The animals.
I'm trying to go there again next week.
Don't
Why
go.
Be naked?
Don't support the zoos.
Oh, yeah, wait,
that's how you get
attention.
People. Yeah, it's a protest.
It's also a good way to
go. Naked, but then you might end up
Mike,
in jail.
She can do protest right now, naked.
I'm gonna go butt
show.
Naked. I might get me and my dick will be arrested, motherfucker.
Definitely arrested.
Mike, we don't mind if she protests naked.
Nah, we don't mind.
I want to see like the real, like not necessarily in their habitat. I want to see them that way too, but at least in a sanctuary where they're not like miserable. They're not happy in
Donald
the zoo.
Trump Jr. is going to end up shooting them.
She's worked for Peter.
Mike, Donald Trump Jr. is going to end up shooting them the moment they go in a protective land.
Why?
Donald Trump Jr. is the motherfucker shoot all the animals.
His son?
Yeah, he's got photos of him. Like
the younger one?
If the Liberty was alive, Mike, if the Liberty was alive and moving, Donald Trump Jr. would have shot it already.
Jesus.
Dang.
Luckily, she's made out of copper.
Well, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Victoria, give me your IG so they can follow. You can follow her on IG.
At Victoria Kimani. Victoria Kimani is K-I-M-A-N-I. Follow me.
Natalia, what's your Instagram?
And mine is Blue Heart Child. Just like it's spelled.
Blue Heart Child.
Yep.
Blue Heart, BlueHardChild.
No, Mike.
Oh,
heart.
My God.
With the E, yeah.
No,
huh?
Heart.
Blue Heart Child, yep.
Heart or hard?
Heart.
I
said H-A-R-D, you said yes.
Heart.
But like,
H-E-A-R-T.
Okay, maybe she spells heart with a heart, because I spell heart, and she said yes. So.
Wow.
Blue Heart Child. Oh, why you chose? Why is that your name?
I was speaking with someone that used to manage me, and
Blueface.
They were just like, you need to make it really easy for people to find you. You know, like simple. But blue is
your crib.
Like that's the color of the throat chakra.
My throat is blue.
The throat chakra is blue.
Holy
and then
fuck.
I feel like I operate from my heart. Everybody kind of operates from a different
chakra.
You're
a child of God.
I feel like I am. I operate from my heart.
So, there you go.
Wow. So. We found out the Statue of Liberty is copper and our throat is blue. What else is next?
I literally did learn a lot today.
Damn Discovery Channel Marasaka podcast. It's a lot of learning experience in here today.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you all for joining another episode
of Marasaka Podcast. I've been your host, Michael Blackson, Chinese best friend.
Thanks for listening. Thank you. See you again next week.
Peace.
The Marasaka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by Aha Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.